Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to another edition of the RF Sports Radio Show. I am your host, RF, and hopefully we'll be joined by my co-host here shortly. But I want to welcome you guys to another edition of the program. This is episode 1010. It's episode 1010. And today on this Monday, we're going to talk about the Dallas Mavericks, of course, the NFL talk. We're going to get into the Brooklyn Nets and some of the things that happened to them over the last, I would say, a week of turmoil. And I want to talk a little bit about LeBron and address some of the Lakers stuff, because I keep getting these messages about the Lakers, and they keep losing. They've only won two games. And we'll talk a little bit about LeBron and what this means for him on the way the Lakers have started. So without further ado, let's jump right into the show. Again, if you guys want to join the broadcast, make sure you give us a call, 516-387-1673. That's 516-387-1673. Join the show, call in, give your opinion, ask a question, whatever you guys want to do. So let's start with the Dallas Mavericks first. Let's talk about them a little bit. So the Mavs have started to win some games, although Luka is still, you know, just set this record first time since Will Chamberlain, someone has averaged that many points for so long. Anytime you get your name mentioned with Will Chamberlain, that's a pretty big deal. But although the Mavs have been winning some games now with him scoring that many points, one thing that it does bring out is the fact that they really have turned into a one-man show. Let me welcome on our co-host real quick, like he's finally joined us. Royce, you there?
Yeah, I'm here right now. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to see you finally got on with us today.
Yeah, I'm back a little bit behind, but I'm here.
Okay, good deal. Well, I was talking about the Mavs and, you know, congratulating Luka on scoring, you know, 30 points or more, and it's really every game so far to start the season, a record that Will Chamberlain had before him that no one else has actually done. But it does point out a very glaring issue with the Mavericks. You know, we talked last week about their rotation and finding a big man. But now I think I want to address the fact that he's kind of a one-man show, if you will, for the Mavs. And that's really not sustainable for anybody to carry a team like that. So just want to kind of get your thoughts on what Luka's done to start the season. And is he going to have to keep this up for the entire year?
Well, I hope he can. I don't know if he can. He's been playing all year, even over the summer. He exerted a lot of energy playing in European basketball. But he's on fire, man, I tell you. And he makes it look effortless. You know, he's out there playing. He's smiling. He's joking. He's having fun. And you know, he's young. His body's in shape. He's starting to get a little help from the other guys, but I don't know if he can keep it up all year, but it's exciting to watch him play. He's a real box office.
Yeah, he leads the league currently. Points per game is averaging 36 points a game. That leads everyone, including Giannis. And I'm concerned because, you know, when this team went to the Western Conference Finals last year, we knew Luka was a star, but I just felt like he had more offensive help than he has this year. I think that's probably true. You know, those guys that they have around them, the Bullocks, the Dodos, the Clevers, those guys, even Dinwiddie for that matter, Bertans when he comes back, those are supposed to be spot-up shooters for Luka. He's supposed to be able to pass those guys the ball and they sink the corner threes, but they haven't been hitting shots. So he's had to do a lot of this on his own. So I'm concerned. You know, you brought up the question during the game we was at the other day about, you know, how bad do they miss Jalen Brunson? I think if they had a chance to do it over again, they probably would have went ahead and signed Brunson. I think they would have, and maybe have made that be their offseason move versus some of the moves that they made. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree with you. But, you know, then when they start to step up, he's averaging about 20 points a game, which will help Luka. But, like I said, you got other guys. Vinny Smith finally stepped up the other night. But you got guys like Maxi Kleber and, Josh Green not really doing a lot, you know. I like Josh Green's hustle, but for a scoring point, you're not going to get 6 or 7 points out of it. But Luka's going to need somebody to – another guy to score about 15 points a game. But yeah. I like Wolves is coming along. I think that Kim's just starting to gel a little bit. You know, he's starting to, you know, fit in with the team a little bit. They're starting to use him on a lot of lobs. And Dwight Powell getting put back in the starting lineup because we hadn't seen anything out of big man. McGee has shown to me nothing so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
But, if they can start back and get somewhat to the way they were last year, minus Jalen Brunson, I think they'll be all right. Luka can't carry a team. We see Giannis do it. We've seen LeBron do it. We've seen Derrick Rose do it. We've seen a lot of guys really carry a team. But if he has to stay healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be a critical piece. I mean, he's averaging almost a triple-double so far this season. He's got 36 points per game, 8.8 rebounds, 8.6 assists. He's up there. He's definitely up there. He's in the top five when it comes to assists already.
And at times, you see him getting gassed.
Yeah.
But then the other time, you see him just having a good time, man. He's laughing and smiling, really, enjoying it, and he's making easy baskets,
Yeah.
He's getting to the rim. He's in the three. He's in at the free throw line, which is good. So if he can get to the line like James, we saw James Harden get to the line a lot in one game. So if he can get to the line a lot and hit his free throw shot, I think stay healthy. I think they'll be all right.
I'd just be so worried, even though he's 23 years old, only in his fourth season. But like, the point you made about him playing a lot of basketball in the summer, that just kind of bothers me that he can keep up this pace this long. I mean, I just feel like we don't have a legit kind of number two. I think every night's going to be either a collection of guys or one guy, but we don't have like a direct number two yet, I don't think, to really – I mean, they're trying a lot of different things. So,
I think they were counting on Hardaway to step up, but I don't know if he's still trying to get back in player shape. But we hadn't seen a lot out of Hardaway.
Yeah, it's true.
And Maxi Kleber had shown me nothing so far this year.
He's had the worst start to the year, I think, of
he's
I can even remember.
Shot. Yeah, so he's having really a bad year.
Mm-hmm.
And that one game last year, he had, 7 threes?
Yeah.
In one game, I hadn't seen that in Maxi Kleber all year.
As I'm saying, these guys are not hitting those open threes like they did last year. I know shooting can kind of come and go. They're not doing very well when it comes to shooting three-pointers. At 26%. Three-point percentage, that's not very good, Well, that's Luka's. I'm sorry. Luka's is 26%. Even he's not hitting the three as consistently as he was before.
And, you got to have a bench now to win in the NBA. You got to have guys coming off the bench that are able to sustain the lead, get the lead, get you back, keep you in the game.
Right.
And, so far, the bench hasn't been that great.
Yeah, so again, like I said, I just don't know how sustainable. I'm glad he's playing at this level. He's playing at the MVP level. I think it's him and Giannis kind of neck and neck right now for MVP. But I have to be honest, I'm very concerned about the amount of usage he's getting so early in the season, for sure. But let's turn our focus to – go ahead.
If I came down to a vote right now, I vote Luke.
Yeah.
At my MVP.
I would always vote Luka, don't get me wrong, but I do think that Giannis is making a pretty clear case. So Giannis, on top of averaging 33 points a game, he's also averaging 13 rebounds a game, which is incredible for sure. So I got him right up there with Luka. And I don't think they lost the game, man. I don't think the Bucks lost the game yet.
No, they hadn't lost the game, but it's been a help.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, no doubt about it. That is no doubt about it. Plenty of help, that's for sure. Let's turn our attention a little bit on who the Mavs will be facing tonight. A game we'll be at. They take on the Brooklyn Nets, who, from my understanding, that Ben Simmons will play today. He's back in the lineup. But I want to talk a little bit about everything else going on with Brooklyn. I mean, in over a week's time, they've suspended one of their superstars. They've been in the news for something other than basketball, which we can have a separate discussion about that. We don't have to get into that discussion. I have my own thoughts on that, just like you do. And then they've lost their coach. They fired Steve Nash. They were talking about hiring Ime Udoka. It's been a soap opera style week for the Brooklyn Nets. I just want to kind of get into your thoughts overall, and you can pick whatever situation you want to discuss first. But your thoughts on kind of how this Brooklyn Nets thing has really kind of been off the rails since the offseason when Durant requested a trade. I mean, it's been a craziest things I've ever seen in the NBA.
We started last year really with Kyrie Irving missing games and not getting the shot. It's been down here ever since. And it was just a matter of time before they fired a coach. Steve Nash, because he had no coaching experience. He didn't have the guys under control. They said from the get-go, we don't need a coach. And Kyrie Irving's doing it to himself. You know, sometimes you just shouldn't say anything. Sometimes you should keep some thoughts to yourself or discuss them among friends. You know, but, they couldn't trade him this summer, so nobody wanted. And nobody really wants him now to be a distraction to the team. And I feel sorry for Kevin Durant because I think he made the wrong decision going to Brooklyn. He could have stayed at Golden State, and they even won, 10 championships in a row. But that was his choice. He got talked into it. He stuck there. I wouldn't trade him. I'd make him play out his contract. But Udoka should make a big difference if he come in as head coach, because we know he can coach. But then he has the players to coach him for a championship. That's the thing. Everybody going to buy in. Kyrie Irving going to be available all year. Mm-hmm. I don't think Kevin Durant can carry this team by himself. He did other night, but I don't think he can do it all year.
Yeah, I know he's not. I don't think he can do it all year. You're right, though. This started last year with the whole shot thing, him missing all the games. I think I saw, and I could be wrong, but I saw a stat that said that Steve Nash – only was able to play with both Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving for only 18 games in the 2 years that he was a coach. 18 games, Royce. That's all he had with both of those guys on the floor in the 2 years he's been there. Isn't that crazy? 18 games. Even less if you count how many games he played with all three, including Harden. Or even less, he kind of all three games he played, including Ben Simmons. I mean, that's incredible. I don't think you can fairly judge a coach on that when, you know, he's only had his full squad 18 games in 2 years.
Absolutely. And now you got the Ben Simmons problem. The guy won't shoot the ball. I saw a couple of plays. He's right there at the goal. He will pass the ball off. And
I saw him airball a layup. I've never in my life seen someone airball a layup ever at any level of basketball.
And KD's gonna need a 16-18 point guy to really help that team go. Kyrie Irving is gonna be out for five games.
Yeah, five games at least.
Right. I think some of the guys are still hurt. Udoka should turn this team around. I look forward to seeing them coach and see how that turns out. But it's a mess, man. It really is.
It is truly a mess. It's like, and then when I heard the news about them, you know, they were really They were really pushing fast to try to bring Ime Udoka in. And I'm glad they kind of put the brakes on that, because when I heard that, I was like, man, you can't be serious. How are you going to have all this stuff going on with Kyrie, all this stuff going on with Steve Nash getting fired, all the stuff surrounding the team, and yet you want to bring in another piece of the puzzle that, you know, just imagine how that press conference is going to be. You got questions about Kyrie. You got questions about Kevin Durant. You got questions about now this head coach and what he did, why he's not with Boston. I mean, that you talk about distractions. That would just add to all the other distractions, bringing in him as a head coach. Not saying he's a bad head coach, but he carries a lot of baggage with him when he comes into any place.
But one thing about Udoka, he didn't commit a crime. It might have been a moral crime.
That's true.
But it wasn't a crime. So I think people could be a little leaner about that, because everybody's broke morals at one time or another. You know, and that's the thing about it. They make him get by with that. But like you said, all the attention is going to be on them. And you don't want the attention on you. You know,
exactly.
With all
everything
going on. So it's going to be a microscope in New York. And you know how that New York press is. They don't play, man. They be all over. You know.
It's had a lot of effects, too, because I read that this is actually – they've got some of the lowest season ticket sales in the entire league in Brooklyn, which is incredible. You got Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and can't sell season tickets.
And not only it's that, crazy. You got an owner, you know, that's kind of out there, too. So
He's literally picked a fight with one of his best players, and that's the whole the suspension thing. And then I don't know if you've seen this. I saw this today. So there's apparently There's apparently a list of things that the owner wants Kyrie to do in order to come back to the team. We find this list real quick.
So here's the commissioner.
Yeah, here's a list of things. You got to meet with the commissioner, but here's a list that they put out that he has to complete before returning to the team. He's got to apologize and condemn the movie. He's got to make a $500,000 donation. He's got to have sensitivity training, anti-Semitic training, meet with the ADL and other Jewish leaders, and also meet with the owner after that to demonstrate a certain understanding. Now, again, I'm not going to veer off of sports too much here. I don't like the fact that they're giving this whole, like, hey, man, you got to do this or else kind of thing. I don't like that. I mean, people have said worse in public. You know, even NBA players have said worse things, I'm sure. But at the same time, it just sounds like, and I heard an NBA GM just say today that he doesn't think Kyrie Irving ever play again in the NBA, period. They think they're going to do him like they did Craig Hodges, if you remember him. Got him out of the NBA when he started talking about some of the same things. So I don't know what to expect when I see this team tonight. I just don't know what they could be discussing right now in shoot around. I mean, how can you focus on basketball and getting up for a game when all this stuff is kind of circulating like it is?
Well, this is what I have to say about the Kyrie thing. He's not Farrakhan or is he Malcolm X. He doesn't. Those guys didn't play for an NBA team. Mm-hmm. And when you work in the workforce, you have to be mindful of things you say. You know, companies now are even checking people on Facebook pages and what they do on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. You know, it's a different time. And if you work for a company, you have to follow company rules. You can get terminated any time over any reason. You know, you can't hardly say anything in the workplace nowadays to a female or another person without it being harassment, and sure can't go to the media and say anything you want and get away with it nowadays. It's just not how it works. But that's all I have to say about that. But he works for the company, and they have rules. They're like Udoka broke the rules in Boston, you know, and he got suspended. Yeah, you have to follow the workplace rules. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying with that. I just, you know, once, like you said, once you start working somewhere, accepting a paycheck, that means you have to accept the policies that go with it as well, too. You know,
absolutely.
That's the bottom line, you know. Personal opinions are going to always be personal opinions regardless of what needs to happen. It's certain things that I can't say, even though I may feel a certain way.
And you get
way.
Paid millions of dollars, you know what I mean?
Well, pay doesn't
play
matter.
Pay is our
relative, right? I mean, like, I could be at a job and not make millions of dollars, but at the same time,
right.
I know what I can and can't say. You know what I mean?
Right.
I know certain things that I need to keep to myself or discuss with certain people versus, you know, I get that part. I just don't like the part of the whole, okay, here's your list of things you got to do. You know, that just seems like, anyway, that just doesn't seem like it's, even if there was a list of things, why does it have to be public? Why do they have to put these things out there for the public to see? Why can't that be discussed behind closed doors? So anyway, that's kind of how I feel. So that saga continues. I think tonight, you know, we get them in town tonight, so we'll get a chance to kind of see the demeanor of the team and hear how they coach. They're coached by Jack Vaughn, who's the interim coach. I think would be a great guy to have. I just worry if you bring in Udoka, you know, Udoka's whole coaching staff is in Boston. His whole staff is in Boston. You know what I mean? I'm going to come in there and see Nash's staff and start coaching. It's just. I think they should just keep it like it is. Let's just focus on basketball as much as we can. But I have a feeling that five games from now, this whole thing with Kyrie is going to be front and center all over again. And imagine him, you know, having to travel with him, going to the different arenas, the crowd, the way they're going to react. I mean, you saw fans show up with those shirts to the court side. I think he only had, 4 points that game or the game after that.
Right.
You know, so that's going to be a circus no matter where they go. You know, so I'm interested to see how it happens tonight, you know.
And what's he going to be like coming back from a five-game suspension?
Right.
You know, I'm interested to hear the press conference tonight. I will be in the Brooklyn Nets locker room to try to get anything I can, you know. So it should be interesting tonight. I think the Mavericks winning this game. If they lose, it's because they shot themselves in the foot.
Yeah. And you brought up KD, man. I just can't imagine what KD's thinking. He tried to get out of the situation before it started. He tried to get traded. They couldn't trade him. He went ahead and bought in and said, I'll do it again this season. And now look what he's left with, you know. You can tell he's not even passing the ball anymore, Royce. He's just out there one-on-one the whole game. You know what I mean? He's taking on two guys at once. You know, he's doing it all by himself. He's not even passing the ball to anybody during the game.
Right. So maybe he's going for the scoring title.
Yeah,
that's the thing you got to look forward to. He's going for the scoring title. So.
All right, but before we get out of here, man, I wanted to talk about the Lakers, man, who's only won two games. They lost to the Cavs. I know people want to blame a lot of different things, and I think we touched on this before. I don't know if we talked about it on the show. I know me and you have talked about it. But I want to talk about LeBron and kind of what this means for LeBron. LeBron has never started the season this bad ever in his 20-year career, 20-plus year career. So I'm curious to see kind of when, you know, how will you – because I'm a little bit biased, so I want to ask you, since I'm a Laker fan, and I know you not necessarily a Laker fan, how do you see this start to the year, how it reflects upon LeBron after, you know, what happened last year? They didn't even make the playoffs last year. Now they start 2-7? I want to how do you look at LeBron with the start of the season?
Well, I'm like this. I have two things to say. Tom Brady and LeBron James need to go ahead and retire. It's a young man's league. I mean, I know you want to stay there and play till your son come in, but I wouldn't be in a Laker uniform doing it. I'd go somewhere else. And if he's going to play next year, try to get traded. Go to a contending team, man. You can go back to Cleveland and probably win the championship.
Yeah, he talked about that press conference yesterday. This is crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, with the team they have. But I wouldn't stay at the Lakers and try to stay there till my son come in. And if you all going to be a Laker next year, I mean, you got 20 years. You got all kind of records. If you break Kareem's record this year, nothing else to prove. Go ahead and hang it up, man. You got other business ventures. And there mm-hmm. is life after basketball. You know, and I say the same thing for Tom Brady. Go ahead and give it up, man. Don't go out. Go out while you're on top.
Yeah, well, I don't see how they could do that anymore. They had the opportunity, too. Both of them did, to go out on top. Right. Tom could have left after that Super Bowl win. LeBron right. could have left after that NBA Finals win. You know, that was just 2 years ago. They could have walked away literally on top, which I don't think they ever had that opportunity to do that again.
Well, if they make the playoff, if both teams make the playoff, win or lose, that is an accomplishment. Just to get that team, the team they have, both of them have, to a playoff is a big accomplishment. It's better than going out a loser.
Yeah.
You know, just make it to the playoff.
My thought is, you know, LeBron has, every year he's played in the league, even from his rookie year, it's always been about winning championships, right? I think I can honestly say for the first time, I really feel like LeBron is not playing this season to win a championship. He's simply playing for his own personal reasons of getting the scoring title, padding his stats. I just don't see him playing for it. I think Brady's in the same boat. You know, yesterday he's the only quarterback in history to pass for 100,000 yards. I mean, that'll never happen again, right? It's like I think these guys have now transitioned from I want to win rings or titles to I want to pad my stats. I think that's evident. I mean, because there's no way if I'm LeBron, I mean,
right.
I don't get it. You knew you didn't make the playoffs last year. You come back with the same team. You re-sign a deal for 2 years. It's like you know what you're getting into.
Right. So you just, like you said, I believe they're going for the – he's going to break Kareem's record. And like you said, Tom Brady, 100,000 yards. I don't think nobody would be able to pass that. So
yeah.
If you're going to go out this year with those two records and making the playoffs – I think it's a
success.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, we'll be at the Mavs and Brooklyn Nets game tonight, talking to guys, getting some insight for you guys. And then we'll come back on Wednesday, I believe at 11 a.m. for another show. We didn't get a chance to get into the NFL or college football, which is a lot to talk about on both of those fronts. But they will do that on Wednesday.
Your Cowboys lost this week, so we'll get on
that. They didn't play this week.
But they were off this week.
Yeah. Although you said they lost this week, I'm gonna say, wait a minute.
No, they were off. So it was a win.
Yes, that was a win. Yeah. But I think they go to Green Bay this Sunday, right?
And Green Bay is playing tough. There's nowhere in the world you can go up to Green Bay and lose. I don't care if it's snow on the ground.
Man,
it shouldn't be nowhere in the world.
You forget who you're talking about. Forget who you're talking about. You got Mike McCarthy coming back. I mean, it's going to be a lot going on. They're going to be motivated for sure to beat that team.
Well, if your defense can't stop Aaron Rodgers and that team, because they can't run the ball,
mm-hmm.
all they can do is pass, and the guys aren't catching the balls. If your defense can't beat Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers this Sunday, then y'all going to have a problem going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I would agree. Well, that's been our time, guys. Thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you check us out on Wednesday. Follow us online. RF Sports Radio is all you got to put in. You can find us everywhere. Royce, any last words before we leave?
Yes, our Cowboys need to do is go 12 points Sunday and win the game.
All right, we'll see. We'll check you guys on Wednesday. Till next time, RF Sports Radio, and we out.